Blog Talk Radio.
From the Blog Talk Radio studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Dating Today with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for tuning in this, the 23rd of August, the year 2016. My, oh my, where has the summer gone this year, ladies and gentlemen? And in any event, I do appreciate from wherever and however you're tuning in to blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday. With Fernando Uribe, whether it's on your PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet, I appreciate you dedicating your evening to yours truly. This week's edition of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe, folks, is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. Now, check out their website, which is www.masoncivic.org. Now, for those of you that are not aware, the Mason Civic League is an incredible local nonprofit that was established in 2010 to support communities in northern New Jersey, but more specifically within Hudson County. It's dedicated itself to improving the quality of life for all of those in need. Now, the Mason Civic League is located at 1200 Washington Street in the Miles Square city of, you know where? Hoboken, New Jersey. That's right, folks, the birthplace of baseball and old Blue Eyes himself, the late, great Frank Sinatra. You can contact them Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at their office, 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088. You can also write to their inbox, info@masoncivic.org. Please make sure you check them out on Facebook and like their page as well. I also want to mention a couple of other interesting, noteworthy participants here on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I also want to thank Son Cubano, New Jersey. And you can check out their website, which is www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place, located right outside the Lincoln Tunnel, along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey, folks. You can call their reservation hotline for any lunch, dinner, brunch, or special occasion in your life. Call 201-399-2020. For those of you who are not aware, Son Cubano is one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants, bringing you amazing Cuban cuisine with the beautiful skyline of New York City to enjoy 7 days a week. Folks, make sure you check them out on Facebook, like their page, and don't forget to follow them on both Instagram and Twitter. It's at Son Cubano NJ. I also want to give a shout out tonight, folks, to Miss Ashley Cromcakes, one of my former hosts. She'll be back on the program soon. I do want to give a shout out to two important websites of hers. First off, www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. Now, it's a wonderful social media site, folks. Here, it's a wonderful blog. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, read it. It's a very informative article. She's a great writer. I certainly urge you to check out cromcakes.com. I also want to give a shout-out to Rough Rehab, folks. You can check out their website, which is www.roughrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F-Rehab.org. Now, Rough Rehab is located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey, folks, and it's a no-kill-based animal rescue shelter. So if you're looking to buy a pet for yourself or that special someone in your life, go to Rough Rehab, and they'll definitely work with you to pick out the pet of your choice and the one that's going to help you definitely fulfill not just your life, but that special someone who's also looking for a pet as well. Folks, the toll-free hotline tonight to call in and opine is 646-649-1926. Call in toll-free completely, 646-649-1926. You could also write to the show's inbox, which is professorfuj@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter, at TheAmazingUribe, and also on Instagram, by just going to @your_favorite_Fernando, or just typing in my name, Fernando Uribe, PhD, and you'll find me right there. I appreciate all the new follows and likes on the page, obviously, for all of my social media content. All right, folks, hope you had a wonderful weekend. I can't believe it's really late August, and where has the summer gone, ladies and gentlemen? We're actually, you know, just a couple weeks ago, we were melting away with 100-plus degree weather, and now it feels like autumn, and I can't wait. My favorite time of the year, the leaves are changing, NFL season is right around the corner. I'm excited. I can't wait for Sunday, September 11th, Giants at my Dallas Cowboys. We're definitely going to lend a nice little beating on the Giants for sure. So definitely looking forward to the fall. But again, what little summer we have left, let's try to enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. And tonight, what I wanted to cover, it sort of reminded me after watching the closing ceremonies of the Rio Summer Olympics. I didn't watch it on Sunday. I was at SummerSlam in Brooklyn. By the way, a great pay-per-view. Not as good as it should have been, but it was great to be at the Barclays Center with my cousin Daniel and watch it live. But I was able to watch some of the closing ceremonies online afterwards. And it sort of got me thinking about culture and sort of the impact that it has on dating. And certainly, you know, what the Olympics represent. And it's just sort of the melting pot of athletes that participate every 4 years in competition, but mostly just coming together and uniting in the spirit of competition. Also just, you know, looking just embrace culture. And that's really sort of the topic I wanted to cover on tonight's podcast. And one specific dynamic about culture that really affects dating is language, and sometimes how that can be a barrier in dating. And really tonight, what I really want to focus on with everybody here, ladies and gentlemen, is how to successfully date someone whose first language is not English. And I'm sure maybe some of us at some point, ladies and gentlemen, of course, listening in tonight, you know, have really maybe come across this. And listen, we live here in this area. You know, I live right here, right across the river. I'm like a few minutes away from a short bus ride to New York City, you know, the center of the world, as they say. It's really a melting pot. And it's something that's really, really incredible. I think that the way it's affected dating. Obviously, every other city in the country certainly undergoes this as well. But New York, really, being the melting pot that it is really a microcosm of what the United States of America represents. And that's multiculturalism, and that's an influx of different cultural norms and traditions that come into the country and certainly can affect the dating scene, regardless of age. Culture plays a big part sometimes, you know, and here, especially in the New York area. And again, I want to thank I want to thank all of my listeners tuning in tonight here in New Jersey, also in New York City, all the way, you know what, all the way in Jackson Heights, Queens. We got some new listeners out there in Jackson Heights. All right, all the way down the East Coast of Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, my buddy Aaron and his fiance Shelby, my boy Antonio in Miami, my boy Ty in Dallas, Texas, my boy Shane in Bakersfield, California. Just everywhere around the country. Again, I appreciate you tuning in. I just had to sort of get that in there because I'm always grateful every week for all of my loyal listeners who really take the time to listen to the podcast. But sort of getting back to what I was saying, folks, about sort of culture and, you know, how that can affect dating for both men and women. And I think that when we talk about language barriers, you know, sometimes, we should take a moment to think about, you know, how does it affect us? And I sort of look back, you know, as I've been doing some editing on the book itself, Dating Today, and I've just been going through chapters and just sort of, you know, making sure everything's sort of, you know, copacetic, as they say. And I remember looking at some pages talking about past relationships and sort of looking at, dating obstacles. And sometimes language has been one of them. And I remember that in my lifetime, I've dated some women who English was not their first language. And yeah, they tried to learn English, you know, really. It was a bit of a task. You know, it was a bit of a challenge. Predominantly speaking, dating some Hispanic women who didn't really know English. Even dating some Eastern European women that didn't know English. I mean, that happened, you know. And it was one of those things that, as a man, as I'm sure, you know, it affects women as well. You know, and it sort of got me, you know, thinking back to some days when, you know, where I met someone in nightlife, whether it was a club or a lounge or a networking event or a mix, who knows, it could have been anything. And I remember just you know, thinking back to, you know, being in a venue where I found myself, you know, in the company of, a woman who, you know, for all intents and purposes was exotic, and obviously English wasn't her first language. And certainly it's a scenario that many of us have perhaps lived through, both men and women. And, you know, it was funny during those scenarios and those instances, it seemed, you know, really cool. It was sexy. It was something new, you know. And at that moment, you know, I realized that the person spoke no English. And, you know, in my situation, you know, my Spanish, quite frankly, can be a little abysmal. I can communicate. I can speak, I think, to the best of my ability. But, you know, I remember when we first met, it was like, you know, neither of us sort of like seemed to notice like our lack of ability to communicate. And, you know, obviously it was, not much of a surprise for us because, let's be honest, you know, we were in a nightclub in that scenario that I'm just thinking about right now. I'm sort of reminiscing. And, you know, I certainly, you know, I was caught off guard by like the intense eye contact that she gave me, and she would sort of stare me down. And, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, it was sort of like that hot foreign chick, just like ladies will see that hot foreign guy. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, those are the type for many girls and guys in today's dating scene. And, To be very honest, thinking back to those instances, you know, I wasn't surprised. I was really into this woman, and it was it was one of those things where just sometimes you just click. You know, there's chemistry there, the eye contact, whatever. And I remember, I took her number down, and a few days later, you know, I realized that I have to sort of make a considerable effort to date someone who didn't speak my language. And it was one of those things that if we ever come across that challenge, it's something that we should embrace. I don't think it's something we should turn away from. I remember, you know, scenario once I dated a woman, not very long, but she was not born here. She had only been here a few years, was in grad school. And, nice girl, you know, we hit it off, you know, we had a good rapport and everything, but I found myself really, you know, struggling because as much as her English was pretty good, she certainly, and her first instinct was to speak Spanish. And I think that I found myself sort of answering her in English when she would talk to me in Spanish. And it was kind of weird because I know that my Spanish isn't great. And for all of you listening tonight, whether it's Spanish or whatever the language you had to sort of, you know, break the barrier through, you know, with whoever you're dating, that can be a little, you know, draining, and it could be laborious. But, you know, again, it doesn't necessarily have to doom the potential in what you have in a person. And it certainly does not have to doom the potential for a relationship. And that's really like at the center of what I want to get to tonight, folks. And I sort of want to give you some tips here to sort of acknowledge what is important. Because guess what? You know, not every relationship or potential relationship is perfect. Maybe it doesn't have the smooth sailing in the beginning. And maybe you, again, have a language barrier. And that's something that, you know, again, if you are willing to sort of embrace and experience, that's fine. And listen, as a guy and for the guys listening in tonight, let's be very honest. As a man, and I'll be the first one to tell you, if she's hot or she has a good body and there's something sexy about her, I mean, okay, you'll deal with it. And you'll deal with that language barrier, just like many ladies will do the same thing. If the guy's hot and has certain features that she finds attractive or is attracted to, I mean, the woman's going to do the same thing. So it's something I think that, you know, at first we sort of, you know, focus on the visual and the physical. And I know that in my experience, you know, if she was good looking and she had a good body and there was something sexy about her, I was, you know, I think to myself, well, all right, you know, I can sort of brave through this. I can, you know, that's fine. It's not the end of the world. You know, it's not something that I have to sort of curse, you know, at life about, but yeah, it's something that, you know, with patience and time you could overcome. And I remember that as we were dating briefly, like I didn't really, you know, after a while I just got used to it and I didn't really, shy away from and And believe it or not, I think that, you know, one of the great advantages about technology, and I've talked about this on the show before, that sometimes I don't ever like to live on texting, but it was, you know, in some of those scenarios, I remember back, like, texting was helpful because I know that I think maybe she felt comfortable texting in English and she knew I would understand, or she texted in some Spanish. And, you know, it was one of those things where I would never, ever, ever reply in Spanish. Like, I just didn't want to. Maybe I was just being a brat and maybe I was just trying to force her to talk English. But whenever she'd talk in Spanish, I guess I would sort of do the Spanglish. And for all my Cuban listeners tonight, I think you know what I mean when it comes to that. You know, you can sort of mix the two languages together and somehow make it coherent. And, you know, again, I think that, you know, when you're dating someone whose first language is not English, I think there are some rules I think you have to sort of, as I said before, embrace. And ultimately, I think you have to really put the effort in and the work in. And the first thing I think you have to really do, number one, is acknowledge that he or she is trying. And that's sort of the golden rule here, you know, that they're trying. Obviously, they live here. They know that they need to speak English, obviously, for whatever reason, whether they're in school, whether they're working. They understand the importance of learning English. So, you know, try to give them a break. Try not to be too tyrannical about it. Just acknowledge that they're trying. And that's a big thing. That sort of helps break the ice, and it helps it make, you know, him or her a lot more comfortable. It doesn't make him feel as isolated. You know, the second, you know, rule I would think of today is, you know, don't laugh when he or she messes up. I mean, try not to laugh most of the time, you know. I mean, sometimes it's hard, you know. You know, I've had scenarios where, you know, I was dating a woman once who referred to a childhood movie and called it White Snow. And I was really trying not to laugh because I knew what she was referring to, and she was referring to Snow White. And, you know, like I said, it's like they're trying. You know, and sometimes for us, you know, it's easy for us to laugh. And I know I found myself laughing in that scenario when I said, "You mean Snow White?" Like, you know, the Seven Dwarfs, you know, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go, you know, stuff like that. And it was funny because I think I didn't say it in a malicious way. I think I said it sort of in a funny way. And I think that endeared me to her. You know, it made her understand that, like, okay, well, he's not trying to be rude about it. I think he's trying to make it funny, but he knows what I'm referring to. And that was one of those things, you know, try not to make he or she feel bad. You know, obviously, you're going to laugh at some moments when things are mispronounced, but, you know, help him or her. You know, obviously, if they're making a mistake when they're pronouncing something, just help them. You're not trying to be rude about it. You're trying to help them just learn. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's a sign of a couple trying to work through something and trying to work together. I think another rule that's important tonight, I think you may want to sort of ask yourself is, you know, listen, ask him or her how to say things in their language, you know. Show that you're curious about him or her so that they never feel like they're the only one trying to communicate. You know, I know that, you know, when I dated women who's, you know, predominantly always spoken Spanish, I mean, obviously I was raised speaking Spanish. I'm fluently bilingual. I'm not saying I'm going to go become a court interpreter tomorrow, but, you know, I can sort of defend myself. Now, when I haven't dated women that are Spanish, I've dated women who are Russian and Polish predominantly, you know, I made a point to try to learn some Russian words. I tried to make it a point to learn some Polish words. I mean, hey, you know, I understood that she was trying to, you know, embrace my language. As, you know what? There's nothing wrong with embracing hers. And I remember, like, again, just briefly, you know, sort of in very, like, sort of casual situations, that made a difference. I think that helped, you know, break the ice. And it definitely helped transition us into just being more comfortable around each other. You know, listen, I think another important element here is to compliment him or her. You know, the fact that you have a charming foreign girl or guy by your side is, you know, hey, they're probably just as excited and nervous as you are. You know, make it clear to him or her that you're happy to be there. Okay? I know for me, again, as a guy, if a woman's hot, I mean, that's really sometimes all we focus on. And in my lifetime, I mean, I've been very fortunate to date, you know, some good-looking women and some foreign, some, you know, some exotic ones, especially ones whether they were, you know, from Eastern Europe, even Asian or part Asian or whatever. The important thing is that, you know, compliment them. You know, make them understand that, You know, you're happy to be there, just like they're happy to be there, and be proud of that. Embrace the multiculturalism that your relationship is starting to embody. That's a great thing, ladies and gentlemen. I think one of the biggest rules I think here is really, you know, ask him or her questions. Listen, the inevitable silence is probably one of the worst parts of not speaking the same language. You know, try to, you know, during conversations, ask him or her questions about their lives. I mean, don't rush into, like, asking super deep questions, like the meaning of life or something. But, you know, depending on the person you date, you know, sometimes the questions can be a little scary. And it may be hard to express anything in regard to, like, deep questions. But, you know, try to have a conversation. Try to, you know, ask them questions about where they grew up, how they grew up. What do they think about living in the U.S.? What do they like about it? What don't they like about it? Listen, at the same time, you know, another important rule is, you know, listen, hold their hand. If you're not much of a hand holder, okay, I get it. Maybe it's not for everybody. But try to imagine explaining your reasoning for that in their language. You know, just hold their hand or let them hug you or put their arm around you. It's going to show him or her that you're happy to be there. You know, and like I said, you know, you want that warmth. And sometimes warmth can be expressed without language. It can be just body language. It could be expressions of love or affection. That's what you want. Sometimes when you're struggling through language, that's even better. You know, another important component, folks, to understand today is that, you know, there are cultural differences and you should accept the cultural differences. You know, if he or she sends you, you know, and every text message that they attempt to send you, you know, and it goes to, it's just understand that transition will happen. You have to embrace these differences of culture. There's nothing wrong with that. Really, there isn't. And I think it's something that, you know, just understand that it's a great thing. If you do date someone like that, if you are, you know, if you happen to date a man or a woman whose cultural differences far outweigh yours, and maybe it's a completely different background, maybe completely different language, and you know what? That's a great thing about humanity. That's a great thing about dating. You can meet wonderful people when you least expect it. And, you know, why let cultural barriers get in the way? You know, if you can, again, if you can sort of work past it together to communicate better or to understand each other better, that's a great thing. It really is. And you know what? One of the last ones here tonight, folks, I want to cover with you is if all else fails, just embrace eye contact. Always make eye contact with the person you're dating. You know, that's going to help them feel more comfortable. Again, I can just tell you from experience that when I was having trouble sometimes dating someone, when there was a language barrier, you know, just keeping that eye contact was important. You know, and making sure that you look right at them. And I know that made a difference. It made a difference for her because she knew that, hey, you know, I was into her. I was invested in her emotionally to some extent early on, or I was becoming emotionally invested. And the eyes can say a lot. You know, listen, folks, the eyes are the window to the soul. And, you know, I knew that when I set my eyes on someone, it would mean something. And I think that, you know, that is an element of dating that, regardless of language, goes a long way. And really telling the person you're spending time with that, you know what, hey, you're worth my time. Hey, you are, you know, you're someone I enjoy spending time with. You're someone I want to spend time with. You're someone I envision continuing to spend time with. So, you know, really, you know, get to that essence, folks. And tonight, listen, I hope that tonight's podcast has been helpful for you. Because like I said, as the summer is ending and fall approaches, and you know, who knows, some of my listeners will be going back to school, whether it's undergrad or grad school. Some of you may be going back to work or starting a new job after the summer ends. And guess what? You know, we live in a multicultural society here in the United States, and especially here in the New York area, this is indeed the melting pot. Okay, our capacity to meet someone from anywhere in the world is significantly high. And if you're venturing out into the dating scene, whether you're doing it, you know, going to nightclubs or lounges or dive bars or networking events, or you're involved in sort of like co-ed sports leagues for young professionals, or you're entering a new hobby, you're starting a new gym, whatever the case may be. Hey, you might meet that special someone, and guess what? They may not speak your language at first, and that's okay. And I hope that tonight's podcast really goes a long way in helping you to overcome sort of that anxiety that many of us have when it comes to dating. You know, most of us just want it to be easy and just fall in our lap, literally and figuratively, and really, you know, just sort of go through the motions and not have to deal with any obstacles. Hey, sometimes that happens. Sometimes if that is your dating history and that's the way you've approached dating and that's the way that your dating methodology has, you know, really been, that's great. But we don't always have that luxury. And if we face a challenge like this, just know it's not insurmountable. It's something that, you know what, you should want to embrace, because you never know. You might just meet that luck. You might just meet that special person when you least expect it. And why let language be a barrier in that process? So, all right, folks, again, I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast. If you missed any portion of it, you can always go absolutely free just on your PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet. Just type in www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtodaywithfernandouribe. All of my episodes, including tonight, are there free of charge, and you can listen to them, you know what, when you're doing laundry tomorrow, when you're walking your dog, as the weather is still looking great outside, whether, let's say, you're packing to move back to school and campus, who knows, whatever you're doing. Maybe you're going back to work tomorrow, you have a long commute on the road. Hey, plug in your smartphone or other device into your car and listen to it on your headphones, and you know what, you'll enjoy tonight's content and all of my previous content as well. Folks, again, I want to give a shout-out to my sponsor, the Mason Civic League. Again, check out their website, www.masoncivic.org. You can call their office Monday through Friday at 201-706-8088. You can also visit their office at 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Don't forget to shoot them an email if you wish. Either volunteer your time or any disposable income you have. And make sure you write to info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like their page on Facebook also, ladies and gentlemen. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Son Cubano, folks. Check out their website, www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place in West New York, New Jersey, right along the waterfront. You can call their reservation hotline at 201-399-2020. For any special occasion, make Son Cubano that destination, folks. And again, make sure you check them out on their social media sites. They're great pages. Make sure you like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. Lastly, again, I want to give a shout-out to Cromcakes.com. It's a great social media site. It's a great blog run by Miss Ashley Cromcakes. Again, check out that great website at www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. Also, check out Rough Rehab, a great no-kill based animal rescue shelter that's located at 360 Route 46, in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. Check out their website, www.ruffrehab.org, RuffRehab.org. Again, can't say enough about Cromkeeks.com, RuffRehab.org, Son Cubano, and the Mason Civic League for helping to bring you this week's edition of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Hope everyone had a great time listening tonight, folks. Again, and make sure you tune in next Monday night. We'll be back on our regular schedule Monday night time slot, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here for the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice you'll find anywhere online. Trust me, you won't find it anywhere better than right here, Dating Today with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. Good night, Jackson Heights, New York, all the way in Queens. Thanks to all the new listeners here. And as always, stay classy, everyone.
Thank you.